Hello, friend. Here we sit again. Sitting deliberately, not just sitting down as opposed to standing or lying, but to deliberately sit upright in whatever way, be it a cushion or a chair, leaning against the wall or sitting freely. If you are lying down, stretch your body entirely. Lie on your back. Place your hands on either side of your body and just feel the full length, the various points of contact of your body with whatever it is you're lying on. If you're sitting upright, it's not just an ancient tradition, but it actually serves the purpose of being alert. Bring our full awareness to this moment. Doesn't matter whether your legs are in lotus or semi-lotus or quarter lotus, or whether simply going down from the chair to the ground, feeling the connection of the soles of your feet against the firmness of the floor. Just inhabit this body. Bring your awareness gradually and gently into any and all aspects of this thing we call my body. This temporary and fragile and, especially these days, vulnerable shell that carries all of us, all of what I call my being, something that has a name, has a title, has a role. But really, in this moment, what is it? What is it that you feel and sense that tells you that there is this body? This is not an intellectual exploration. It can be, but it's more helpful if we're talking about fear and the realm of feelings that are associated with fear and being afraid or worried or anxious. It's really in the body. It's not a head exploration. It's not a thinking project. So bring your awareness again and again, maybe through the breath, or through certain pressure points that you noticed. Perhaps you notice the weight of your body. If you're lying down, the various points where the skin and the muscles and the bones contact with the surface. If you're sitting, notice your weight on your buttocks pressing down on the seat. Your hip and sit bones pushing through the muscles into the seat. Your feet on the ground. If you're leaning on something, the contact of your back, lower back or middle back or upper back with something. Perhaps you notice your hands, how they're resting and where they're resting and what they feel like, their weight and presence. We always start here. There's no point in addressing any pressing issues, certainly not through meditation. We're not first gathering our awareness as best as we can. Noticing that it changes continually, this awareness. One moment I feel stiffness in my back. And next moment, there's pressure on my thighs. Next thing, there's a... and so on, and so on. So it's a constant monitoring. It's not a, oh, now I've got it. Now I can stay still. You know that that's not how it works in life. How can it be in meditation? So we start every time to bringing an element of awareness, however fleeting, element of calm and relaxation, however that comes about. And as the Tibetan teacher in the quote says, that feeling a bit more calm and relaxed is not sufficient to overcome the deep sense of anxiety, the anxiousness at the core of our being. At the core of our being. And as the teacher continues, to overcome it, we need insight, which includes looking deeply at our fears. And looking deeply shows us its nature and teaches us how to work with it. Well, it's been my experience that that is a lifelong project. And today is a good day to start, to continue. So let's begin very gradually, with very tiny little steps. This is a serious project. This looking deeply at our fear. It didn't start just this week or this month. It has really very little to do with the coronavirus. It is heightened and focused and intensified by it, but it's there, resting, smoldering deeply at the very existential level. So for this meditation, all we can do is just practice sitting still and feeling a bit more calm. But not making that feeling a bit more calm a desired outcome. Simply sitting still, paying attention, noticing. And if we are fortunate, if this is the right time, the right day, we might feel a little calmer afterwards. But as always, it is the beginning of any exploration of an urgent matter, such as looking deeply. So in the next few minutes of silence, observe your breath. Observe any manifestation that this body is alive. Maybe there's an itch, a pain, an emptiness, a warmth, a tension, a coolness. Whatever arises, welcome the awareness. And resist from trying to fix anything. Try not to understand or analyze. Simply notice. Whatever feelings arise, whatever thoughts arise, just notice them. And go back to your investigation, moment by moment awareness, ongoing arising. Nothing stays fixed. Even if the word fear pops up, it's treated like so much of a leaf in the wind. And go back to sinking into the awareness of this body, or any aspect of this body. Welcome everything. Push away nothing. Hold on to nothing. Hello, goodbye. Hello. The bell will ring now, but feel free to continue sitting on your own. May you be happy.